Hi, I'm Sana, and today we're going to dive deep into the mystical, and I'm going to be talking about my own near-death experience and also going to explain to you the similarities between near-death experiences and psychedelic experiences, because what I started to research a lot after my own near-death experience was psychedelic experiences. I became fascinated with them because they reminded me so much of my near-death experience, and I could talk to people who didn't have a near-death experience, but I could still explain it to them in a way where they could really understand it. And this was especially true with people who had like these mystical experiences that we can have while being under the influence of psychedelics, either be DMT, psilocybin mushrooms, ayahuasca, San Pedro. There's so many different medicine out there now today, different psychedelics that we can use to get into a non-ordinary state of consciousness, or we're also called it altered states of consciousness. And today I really want to share my own personal experience with you guys, which is going to be difficult to put into words, but I'm going to do my best. And I'm also going to be sharing the experience of others so you can also find and see the differences and similarities for yourself. And I think hearing multiple experiences can actually give you a way broader perspective. So, and also what I'm going to use to help us a little bit more is first explain what is a mystical experience. Because personally, I categorize near-death and psychedelic experiences under the umbrella of mystical experience, which again is a very broad term. So I'm also going to now share with you the seven characteristics of the mystical experience, so you can get a deeper understanding of it. And also, when continue watching the video, it might help you to find the similarities between these experiences. So the first characteristics is inevitability. An inability to capture the experience in ordinary language. Now, I've already mentioned it. It can be really difficult to put this experience into words, both the near-death and psychedelic experience. So number two is noetic quality, the notion that mystical experience reveal an otherwise hidden or inaccessible knowledge. It is so common for us to get a new perspective on life, to receive these universal truths, personal truths, and all these things that before felt inaccessible to us in day-to-day consciousness. And then three is transiency. The simple fact that mystical experience lasts for a relatively brief period of time. Usually, a psychedelic experience, of course, can be quite long, and usually near-death experiences are a lot shorter. But again, our perception of time also changes. So here or there can be also some difference between some psychedelic and near-death experiences, but still they're relatively short. It usually doesn't last for days or anything. So four is passivity. The sense that mystical experiences happen to someone, that they are somehow beyond the range of human violation and control. I feel like this is definitely true for both. During my near-death experience, I felt like I had no control of the situation at all. And also on my psychedelic experiences, I also really felt led by the substance. And I felt a little bit more in control. And I feel like the higher the dose, the kind of the less it feels like you're in control. I felt more control than in my near-death experience, but still it really felt like the experience, the mystical experience, the psychedelic experience was really happening to me. And then number five is unity of opposites, a sense of oneness, wholeness, or completeness. And I'll definitely go a lot deeper into this when I start explaining my near-death experience. But that is definitely something I experienced very deeply then, in a way I'd never done before. And the same interconnectedness I also have on my psychedelic experiences is very similar. The near-death experience was just only a lot more intense, but that I feel I also heard a lot of stories where it can happen also under the influence of psychedelics. And also, what I already mentioned a little bit is timelessness, a sense that mystical experiences transcend time. So, for example, for my near-death experience, probably I was gone for a second, but like in this reality, but it felt so long. It felt so long, and I cannot even capture it with time. And also, whenever I'm under influence of psychedelics, I lose my perception of time completely. It's like I would have no idea how much time has actually passed. Then 7, a feeling that one has somehow encountered the true self. A sense that mystical experiences reveal the nature of our true cosmic self. One that is beyond life and death, beyond differences and duality, and beyond ego and selfishness. Yes. I experienced this in my near-death experience completely, very intensely, and I'll get into detail a little bit later about it. And I also experienced it on my journey with psilocybin, especially working with psilocybin mushrooms. I feel like it always brings me in touch with what I call my true essence. And I think while watching this video, I would also invite you to, if you have any experiences yourself, to also look at it and to find the differences and the similarities. Yeah, and so now I'll also be sharing my personal experience and also sharing the personal experience of others, so we can get a deeper insights into the differences, the similarities, and what it really is like to have an experience like this. So enjoy the watch. So what I'm now going to do is first share my own near-death experience with you. That happened when I was 18 years old, and when I had a heart attack in my sleep, which is a little bit more rare, but it is common for people to actually get heart attacks in their sleep. And this is why my near-death experience was actually very different and very dreamlike, and I find very similar to a lot of people, actually, their psychedelic experiences. And through sharing my own near-death experience with others, I also saw so many different similarities, and that there are different, like you could say, archetypes coming forward in the experience, and similar lessons, insights, and universal truths. So I think the number one thing that all these experiences have in common is that they're pretty much impossible to put into words. But I kind of feel like it's that we haven't even invented the words yet to describe these beautiful, profound, and sometimes even terrifying experiences. And I feel like it's all combined. On the one hand, what we would call these mystical, profound experiences are like terrifying, they're frightening. We're faced and confronted by our greatest fears. And on the other hand, there are moments of pure bliss and beauty and oneness that make it all worth it, because we have these beautiful, important lessons and that we take with us, these insights that we can take with us and integrate into our lives, and it can change our life forever. And I feel like that is also something that's really typical for both these what we call near-death experiences, but also experiences people have on psychedelics or any other mystical type of experiences, what is so similar in a way is how it changes us for good, how it kind of changes us forever, that we can go through these experiences and come back as a completely different person. So now I'll also be sharing my own experience, or at least do my best. And what happened to me is that I feared falling asleep that night when I was in the hospital. I was laying at the heart unit, and just before I went off to sleep, I remembered feeling afraid that I was going to die. But I knew I needed to get some sleep, and I was tired, I was exhausted because I was experiencing severe pain for more than 24 hours. The pain had lessened, but it was terrifying. And because I felt like I was dying, like my heart was giving in. So I was at the heart unit and I was already feeling a lot better, and my family left, the nurses did the final checking, things were good, and they left, and then I fell asleep. And I remember this dream, but it was really different than having a typical dream where we all sleep and we all dream. But this dream had something different to it. It felt, the best word I can use to describe it is, it just felt so surreal. And it felt so real and tangible. Something that I don't have the same way with my regular dreams. And I remember walking on this cliff and walking towards the edge of the cliff. And I remember jumping off the cliff. It was more, not even jumping, it was more like I was free falling. I like opened my arms and just let myself fall forward into the water. And just before my body was about to touch the water, I put my hands together and I kind of dove into the water. And I remember going deeper and deeper and deeper into the water, and I was swimming and swimming, and I felt like I was swimming in the depth, the mystery of life. And I was swimming deeper and deeper, and the deeper I swam, the darker it got, because it, same as in the ocean, is that it just gets darker and darker until I couldn't see anything anymore. So I couldn't see my own hands, and then this strange things happened. It felt like my body was kind of dissolving into the water, and that eventually that the water then transformed into empty space. And at that moment I was no longer in the water, and I was in empty space. And that moment when it happened, and this is more difficult to explain, I lost my perception of self. I lost my physical self. I became just pure consciousness. So I still had the and with consciousness I mean the awareness that the seeing, hearing and witnessing, being able to feel and experience, because that was something I still had, but I lost the connection to my physical self. And then I felt afraid, and I felt like the thought, I remember the thought coming up, like, I'm dead. This is it, I'm dead. And I was terrified because I felt like I was floating around in the nothingness of the universe. Everything was black, everything was dark, and there was nothing around me, and I was nothing. And actually, and this is very common with these experiences, that we're confronted with our greatest fear. And my greatest fear was that there was no life after death, that we would just simply just float around in the nothingness of the universe. So that's what I experienced. And I remember feeling terrified, and I remember that I just started to cry out. It's this feeling of powerlessness, and it's difficult to say because I was crying, and of course I couldn't physically cry, but I could feel the feeling and the sensations of what it's like to cry and what it's like to have that experience. And I just felt hopeless and powerlessness, and I thought, I can't get any worse than this. And the moment I thought that, I had this sense of relief, strangely. I just felt relief. And then I felt like, because at that moment, I was what you would call a thought form. So what it feels like being a thought form, it feels like new thoughts flow to you. So I felt this thought, and I felt like it was a really powerful thought. I felt it's coming closer and closer and closer to me. And when it got closer to me, I could then eventually think it myself. And it was, I don't know the exact words anymore, but it was something like, imagine you are the light. If you cannot see it, imagine it. I think those were the words. If you can see it, imagine it. So I imagined a light. I was like, I need to imagine a light. And I saw this tiny little dot of light in the distance. It's like similar to seeing a distant star. And slowly, when I catched it, it came closer and closer to me. But it didn't just came closer to me. I saw that the light was expanding, and as it expanded, it came closer and closer to me until it kind of touched my consciousness. And the moment it touched my consciousness, I was dissolving into the light and feeling this feeling and experience of oneness, of purity, of bliss, of pure presence, pure unconditional love. And I think the closest word to describing it is nirvana. It's always the feeling of transcendence, the feeling of rising above all the obstacles, rising above the darkness, and rising into something greater than yourself, something that's beyond you. At least that's how it feels for me. And while I was in that light, I lost my perception of I, because I became connected to everything that is. I became one with what we would call God or Source or Universal Consciousness or whatever you want to label it as, just what resonates with you. And so I lost my perception of I, and I just was. In the beginning, I didn't even think thoughts. I just was. And it's a feeling almost impossible to describe. And I then remember having another thought, and it was, I am one with all that is. And the moment I had that thought of I as a singularity, I remembered what was happening, and I was like, fuck, I'm dying. And then this response came, like becoming aware of what was actually happening to me. And it was like, I don't want to die, I'm not done living, I'm so young, and I haven't lived up to my full potential. And then I also felt regret for letting life pass me by, and I was like, no, I'm not done here. And then I felt love, so much love for myself, and in the perspective, it was myself, Asana, and it was, I felt so much love for her or for me, and I was like, I don't want to let her go yet. I don't want to let this life, I don't want to let it go yet. I'm not done here. I feel that there's so much to get out of it. So then I made the conscious choice that even though this feels amazing, this oneness, this feeling of interconnectedness, bliss, being one with our source, I had the desire to come back. So I did. And then first my consciousness was floating around in the hospital. This sounds really strange, probably, but it's what happened, so I'm going to share. And then my consciousness was just floating around in the hospital, but I couldn't get back into my body, and I had no clue why. Still to this day, I don't know. So my consciousness was floating then to the room where the nurses and doctors are sitting and coming together during the night shifts, and they're basically waiting. And I remember being this consciousness floating and screaming. Of course, I couldn't really scream, but it felt like screaming, and I just screamed, "Help me, help me, help me." And I knew no one could hear me. But because I could only, because I was a thought form, and I could only communicate at the level of thoughts. We can also call this telepathic communication. And then that moment, some of the strangest thing happened. The nurse grabbed my arm, and that was my consciousness shifted back into my body. And that moment, I was back into my body, and I was feeling blissed out. That's the best word I could put it. Blissed out from the crown of my head all the way up to my toes. My body was vibrating like pure electric energy. It felt like I was like vibrating unconditional love. It's what we sometimes also can experience during meditations or any other experience where we just feel light up, like our body is light up, it's tingling from head to toe. But it was this beautiful, incredible sensation, and for me it feels like this feeling of aliveness. And yeah, so this is a, and then I realize I'm alive, I'm back. So yeah, I can continue on for quite a while, but I feel like this is really the core of the experience and the best way that I can put it even into words. But what I also really want you to know is that these experiences, like my near-death experience, and same as psychedelic experience, they're all so unique and different. And this is why I also want to share a multiple perspective with you. So I'm also going to show a video of a dear friend of mine, Angel, and she also had a near-death experience when she was 19 years old. And I also want to share her experience so we can all get a broader perspective and see how different and at the same time how similar these experiences can be.
When I was 19 years old, I was a pretty severe drug addict. I'm almost 40 now. I'll be 40 on Sunday. And I had an overdose when I was 19. And I could feel that I was dying. And I felt my soul being pulled out through the back of my head at the nape of my neck, which I learned later is called the Enlightenment Center. And it's common for us to leave when we die through that area. And it was a very scary experience. I kept pulling myself back into my body through that area, and I could feel that if I allowed myself to go all the way out, that I would be gone. And this went on for hours. It was exhausting. My entire body went completely numb. I was alone. I didn't even think to call an ambulance or anything like that. Interestingly, it wasn't even in my awareness at all. But while I was going through this experience, it was like I entered into some kind of other dimension. And when I did, I came toe to toe with this massive force, this tsunami of energy, like nothing I'd ever felt before. And I felt immediately humbled. And I said to it, "Wow, God is a tiny name for something so magnificent." And it replied back to me, "A better name is Geshikta." I learned almost 20 years later that that word Geschichte means history in German. And I find that to be just fascinating. So I had conversations with this divine force for hours. And in this separation of space and time, began to develop a relationship with it. Until eventually I was so exhausted that I passed out. And during that time of conversation, I said to this force, you know, I'll change my life. I will do whatever it is that I'm supposed to do. Whatever, no matter how difficult, no matter what, I'll do it. If I can live, because I don't want to die. And I was shown my funeral. I could see all of these people that loved me. And it changed my perspective on life completely. Just completely. And in one night, I became a very different person. So obviously, I didn't die from that experience. And when I came back into the regular world, first I had a lot of anxiety. I was having continual panic attacks and was just pretty haunted by the death experience because it wasn't real glorious like some people's are. But I also started to really dive into myself and into the meaning of life and really assess how to make my life more meaningful. And this led me on the path that I'm still on today.
And what I find so interesting about Angel's experience is that it's very different than mine in a lot of ways. But we also have a lot of similarities as well. And what I also find really interesting is when she was talking about communicating with this divine force. And I feel like this is something similar to what happens a lot on psychedelic experiences. And I know, especially on my own journey, especially when working with psilocybin mushrooms, is that I'm always feeling like I'm communicating with this force, like with this spirit, like the spirit of psilocybin. And it's this back and forth conversation that is not just about words, speaking words, but it's also communicating through feeling and like she said, like more like telepathic communication. And it's something I found really interesting. And shortly after I listened to Angel's near-death experience, I also found a video of someone else I know, Brian Rose, and he's the host of London Real. And I heard his ayahuasca experience, and I found so many similarities between especially Angel's near-death experience and his experience with ayahuasca, which was very intense and very terrifying. And he also saw his own funeral during that experience, just what Angel just said. And I found that very interesting because I found so many similarities between Angel's near-death experience and Brian's ayahuasca experience. So yeah, I'm also going to show you a clip of his experience as well, so we can kind of see and find similarities between the psychedelic and the near-death experience.
It was the most intense experience I've ever had in my entire life. I was completely dissolved. I was dead. I was sliced up, chopped up, crushed multiple times over. I was just in so much physical pain, emotional pain, just hard to imagine. I had a really strong dose of a special brew that the shaman brewed up just for me, because that's what I thought I wanted, and it's probably what I needed. And it just really reminded me the power of ayahuasca, and it completely dissolved my ego, me, everything. It showed me my own death. It showed me my place in the universe and the place that humans have and this constant cycle of life. And it just really took me down. I purged, and I was just in all sorts of a difficult state. The shaman was just kind enough to keep me alive with those Ikaros. And after that obliteration was done, I just got some really powerful, firm life lessons about what I need to do with the people that are around me more importantly than anything, to just honor and to spend time with the people that love me and that are important to me. And that was a really big piece of clarity. And it's silly I had to come all the way to Costa Rica to get that information, because it was right in front of my eyes. But sometimes these things are necessary. And, you know, it's not about not having the information. I had the information. I just couldn't take it from all the other information. And so I think as humans, we just have this constant inflow of info into our brains. And our brains are really just a choke point device. It only lets a little bit in. And it wasn't letting the right stuff in for me when it comes to my family, when it comes to my team, when it comes to the message at London Real, when it comes to my own position of being a leader. And I was brutally reminded of that over and over and over again for about 6 hours tonight. It was just absolutely brutal. Still recovering. I'm still feeling the medicine in my belly. I'll probably be up most of the night. But I'm so glad it happened. This was such an important lesson that I really needed to learn. And you know, nobody does it like Mother Ayahuasca does. I mean, this is real, just really hard talk. And you know, I've been writing in my journal, and I'm going to keep writing a lot more. But I just got so many lessons. I mean, I want to design and build a family. I want to have a core set of values. I want to stick to practices. I want to make my wife, Mariana, the queen that she deserves to be. I want to take more important care of our physical practice and our scene and our environment. I think that's really, really important. I want to take extra care to make sure that what we produce is of the highest quality. I want to no longer live in scarcity. I want to live in abundance. I want to have the party now. I want to start having more fun. I want to have more emotions in general. Emotions are everything. Hard to get that into my MIT-trained brain. So that's super important. What are we doing to have fun today? That's a question I want to ask every single day. And then I want to make it happen. The ayahuasca is extreme ownership, is what it is. I took ownership tonight for everything in my life. Every single relationship, every single person who's doing something wrong, it's because of me, and I need to take time and find a new way of motivating them, selling them, finding a compromise, whatever it is. And that's what I got tonight. So, you know, Jocko Willink and Mother Ayahuasca, you are very closely related, because that's what happened to me tonight. So it was powerful stuff. And as Dr. Jordan Peterson said to me, look out. He said, it's powerful stuff. And he's right. Tonight was really powerful. But I'm so glad I went through that agony to get the information I have now so I can change my life today.
So what really, really fascinates me personally with these experiences, how much they change us. And also what you just saw with Brian's experience with ayahuasca, like how it opened him up to see beyond the daily and to see so much more. And it was very similar to how it opened me up in my experience to see so much more. And what I think is so powerful and similar about these experiences is, which I've also personally experienced with psychedelics, is that it changes something within us. It changes something within us, and we can no longer go back to life living the same way. And that is something that I feel is so special and so profound, and that we can come back out of these experiences and our perspective on life has completely changed. And this is something that is incredible, and like also what Brian said, it's so powerful. These medicine, these psychedelics are so powerful, and these can induce these experiences that are similar to a near-death experience. And what it was funny, because what I would always say is that I would love people, for other people to have an experience like my near-death experience without having to go through all the shit I had to go through when it comes to almost dying and recovering from illness. I always wanted people to have such a mystical, profound experience without it. And I do think that is possible now. I do think it's possible with psychedelics. And still, it will never be the same. There will be differences between near-death experiences and psychedelic experience. But I feel like the deeper we go, the more similar they get. And especially the stronger or the more deeper the psychedelic journey, the more similar it gets. And it shows us that death and life go hand in hand. And that's why I think the archetype that I would label to these experiences rebirth. Because, it changes who we are, how we think, how we live our life. And that is so, so powerful.